USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reactions still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
Ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was low. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The United States reported around 1 million new COVID cases on Friday. This as a highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to spread. Meanwhile, President Biden on Friday told reporters he doesn't think COVID is here to stay. Dr. Bob Lajita, director for the autoimmune and rheumatic diseases at St. Joseph Health, says he differs from the president's stance and expects the virus to stick around.
I think he's wrong. I think COVID is here to stay, just like influenza is here to stay. And I predict that when the pandemic goes away, we're going to have an endemic virus. And perhaps people will be creative and create a vaccine that will include both the flu and the coronavirus every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This year's Golden Globe, set to take place Sunday, will be a low-key ceremony with no audience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Advisors to the president are urging him to change his domestic strategy for how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
6 former advisors who counseled President Joe Biden during the presidential transition said Biden needs to shift from shutting down the virus to living with the virus. The advisors wrote that advice this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Biden promised on the campaign trail he would shut down the virus, but he's failed on delivering on that promise. Since Biden took office, more people have died from COVID-19 under his presidency than under President Donald Trump. Daily case numbers have smashed records. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Friday over President Biden's vaccine mandates, one of which relates to private businesses of 100 employees or more requiring vaccinations. Job Creators Network President and CEO Alfred Ortiz explains a requirement on private employers would not just impact large companies, but small businesses as well.
The Biden administration has portrayed this as a mandate for our largest employers in this country. This is employers that have 100 or more. And remember, the Small Business Administration itself defines small businesses as less than 500. That group between the 100 and the 500 is what we were most concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.